Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
With fewer kids reading daily, World Book Day is an important day to impart the benefits of reading, and there are even positive benefits that this hobby can bring. Our next guest is a children's author and illustrator, and his books include Dodos Are Not Extinct and The Vanishing Lake. He knows the importance of books for kids, as opposed to the excessive screen time, of course, that children are now exposed to. Paddy Donnelly, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks so much for having me.
So World Book Day, it's a great idea, right?
Yeah, it is.
Except for all the parents who woke up this morning who hadn't prepared for World Book Day and for the outfits that their children had to wear to school. What do you think of it, the whole concept behind it?
I mean, the costumes part is, it is fun, but it's definitely not the most important part of the whole day. It's much more about the celebrating the joy of reading and getting kids excited about books and, just bringing more books to more kids. So it's much more about that than the costumes, for sure. But yeah, they can certainly be fun. I've been tagged in lots of photos of lots of little foxes from my stories and stuff. So it's really fun.
It really does depend on the child what captures their attention. And I know that from my own two, actually, that they just really are very interested in different types of stories. So how do you create a book that captures the attention of a child? Versus, for example, all the, you know, the moving screen, the pictures of what they're constantly exposed to on a smartphone or a screen.
Mm-hmm. So I'm an illustrator and an author, so I think a lot of time in the images, and a lot of times my story ideas, the ones I've written myself, come from something I wanted to illustrate. First of all, I had a scene in mind or a character in mind, and then I try and generate a story out of that. But I found a lot, the more I do it, I'm making stories that I would have enjoyed as a kid. So I have like myself as a 5-year-old in mind when I'm trying to create a story. And one of my books is a book called Fox and Son Tailors. And tailors is spelt slightly differently because in this world, the animals have no tails. So tails just don't exist. But the foxes, being very clever, they invented tails. And so they sell them in a little shop called Fox and Son Tailors, where the father-son has really strict ideas about making really boring tails. And the son wants to make exciting tails with spikes and slime and all sorts of things. And this book is... it was chosen as one of the World Book Day books this year. So it's one of the ones that kids can go to their local bookshop with the coupons, the tokens that they get, and get it for free. So they get one of
these. That's incredible. I'd highly recommend that because I have it in my hands. And you say you're the illustrator and the writer of the book. I mean, I just said off air, Sarah, wouldn't it be great to have a talent like Paddy? Because it's beautiful. Do you feel, though... that you're competing with the smartphone now when you sit down to write a book?
I mean, certainly you can't get away from smartphones. Like that's definitely a thing in daily life. What I think is, like, it doesn't have to be either or, and I think you can definitely combine reading as well as smartphone usage. The kind of target audience that I have. I mean, you're never too old for a picture book, of course, but the target audience I have are the youngest kids from, like, you know, maybe like maybe from 0 up until about like 7 or 8 or so. And that youngest end, the picture books I make are always for 2 people, which is really an interesting thing about picture books, because you always need, for that younger age, they can't read themselves yet. So they need the parent there to be reading the story. Mm. So picture books are a really great way to, as for that really special moment between a parent and child, or grandparent
and
child.
And it is such
together.
A special. I have a 3-year-old at the moment, and the 9-year-old is a great reader. But when we sit to read with the 3-year-old, it's actually a beautiful moment because he snuggles in and he points out the little characters. And I know he'd love this book that you've illustrated and read. You say, though, you write with 5-year-old Paddy in mind.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not 5 now. So it takes a special mind to be able to recreate or bring yourself back to that innocence, that joy, that wonder you had as a 5-year-old.
Certainly. And I think if you're making books for the parents and the kids, you have to put stuff in for both, and you have to have little things in the illustrations that will appeal to both, because sometimes parents will have to read the same story over and over again. And I definitely try and create something that would appeal to me as a 5-year-old, which is really, I try and get really specific about it. And like all of the animals I love to draw as a child, those are the ones I choose for my characters in my story. And I found the more personal I make it, or the closer I get to like my core memories as a child, the better the story is. Because like I read books nowadays, but with, you know, the busy life of a grown-up, 6 months later, I forget what happened in the book. But the books I read as a kid, I remember every detail about those things. I remember all of the illustrations. I'm sure you're the same. You have these certain books that, as a child, made this huge impact. And they do make a huge impact. Like, the books you read as a child really inform the rest of your life and what you're into.
And can I ask you finally then, Paddy, you said something that struck me there, that you're never too old for a picture book. Mm-hmm. Are you not? Like, is there not an age at which you should be sort of trying to move kids on a little bit away from the comics, you know, into just words?
Well, I mean, there's so many ways to read. I mean, graphic novels and everything are enjoyed by any age. And there are so many other ways to, you know, consume a book. You have audiobooks and all different types of things. But there is this real drop off in reading that happens. So there's data from the Growing Up in Ireland longitudinal survey shows, like, at 9 years old, only 6% of children report never reading for pleasure. So there are lots of them reading for pleasure. But by the age 17, that proportion who never read increases to 53%. So there's this huge drop off in those short few years. So, I mean, if you get your child reading at an early age and introduce them to these fantasy worlds and get them, because I mean, picture books and books that you get introduced to at an early age, they really inform your imagination or inform your view of the world, and you can bring up important topics in picture books. And there's so many times you can have a big conversation with your child based on what's happening in the picture book, whether that's, you know, justice or inequality or grief or bigger topics that you can approach in a gentler way. So they're hugely important. And I mean, I'm not a child anymore, but I'm reading picture books all of the time. And I think
that's good enough for me, I suppose.
But like, I think if you like parents, if they or you know, aunties, uncles, grandparents, if they sit down and you have this moment with the child and you get engrossed in the story and you're reading it and you see their face light up, the imaginations at the illustrations, it's a real magic moment.
Absolutely is. Paddy, it's a pleasure to speak to you, and thank you so much for joining us in the programme this evening. That's Paddy Donnelly.
Thank you.